gotten into King Charles, who is very charming and has the best speech writers in the world. He's pure evil. And, oh, he loves 1776. He loves Christianity. It's the complete opposite. He's behind it all. We'll be getting to that after our guest leaves us. Coming up in 6 minutes, you don't want to miss our interview on UFO disclosure and all the things that are going on and the massive news that's unfolding there. Then Nick Fuentes is in hour 3 and 4, but Dr. Stephen Greer with massive information coming up. Be sure and share those live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X right now and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, because you're the Paul Revere's. This is critical information, major massive news breaking. But right now, I said a full hour didn't plug one time. And when I don't plug, we don't have the funds to operate. So here's the deal. We got 36 hours till InfoWars gets shut down. You can put that on screen. We have the Alex Jones Network owned by Bigley, our main sponsor, so they can't shut that down, though they're going to attack it. I've got injunctions filed and a bunch of other stuff I'm about to file. It takes money to do that. They want us off the air because we're disclosing everything. We give you the best information we can. We're not perfect, but we're trying to get it right. And that's why we got the best record and the best guests that have the best accuracy record. So I need your support. We make it really easy to support us. The planets have aligned. A whole bunch of really cool commemorative stuff just came in the last few weeks. They weren't even sure we were going to be shut down because we've survived so much, but this just so happens to be the biggest sale on the supplements, on the t-shirts, on the limited edition silver, gold challenge coins, on the popular Faraday bags. We do limited edition rollouts of that. More than half of those have sold out in just 2 days, and there's so much more. So take advantage of these massive sales right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason we will always stay on the air. We have a limited edition silver round InfoWars commemorative coin, the last InfoWars coin. That's why we've got to get it now because we have to stop selling the InfoWars gear if they're successful. The Faraday bag is also a limited edition InfoWars bag, so you protect all your communications information. You can get it in a bundle massively off or get them individually. Obviously, VIP members get even bigger discounts. There are so many other great products right now. And this week is the last week. This happens every few months where there's a one-week period where in the sweepstakes, whatever super vehicle it is, off-road or race car, American-made, you get put in every order 100 times the last week instead of just being put in 5 times every time you spend a dollar at thealexjonesstore.com. So this is the sweet spot. Most winners of the dozens of vehicles we've now given away and other prizes win in this last week. You get put in to win both vehicles potentially. Nobody's ever done that yet. And $20,000 cash. So be sure and take advantage of that. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But the real reason you want to go there is whatever the top selling, top rated, amazing super nutrient supplement is, and no one's really ever refused this. We have to sign contracts saying just we don't want trouble, so non-disclosures. But I don't reinvent the wheel. I go out and find out what's the top five-star rated product. We private label it, and we sell it to you. That way we know it blows you away. Irish sea moss doesn't sound sexy. What it does is bovine colostrum. You know how great that is? We have a private label of the top brand. Shilajit. Look into what that is. We've got the best. We have all the best products, the cleanest, the very best. Plus, I know I'm always under scrutiny, so this way it's always triple tested, and we test it again. Now, some of our products are proprietary. We just take an already existing top seller, go to formulators and say, can you make it better? And then our methylene blue, they'd never sold to the commercial market. Instead of using radioactive dyes or other dyes for cardiovascular testing, now they're moving to methylene blue more and more. And so I told Bigley, get the highest medical grade you can. Well, they found a place in Florida that's like, yeah, we'll sell it to you. That's one of the main medical suppliers. That's why ours is so incredibly strong. So talk to your physician before you take it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. loves it. It's changed my life. Stamina, libido, energy. All of you are insane if you don't get our Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com. If you get just one product, get it and experience it for yourself. I've given it to 500 people. Only 3 of them didn't feel it within 30 minutes. But be careful when you take it. This is not a game. So talk to your physician because you interact with medications like SSRIs and things. This isn't a game. Talk to your doctor before you take it because ours is super strong. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Dr. Stephen Greer in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Hour, Dr. Stephen Greer, preeminent UFO / alien secret technology exposer for decades and decades and decades, joins us. Then Nick Fuentes to cover the waterfront, the Iran war that he predicted would derail the Trump presidency, the plunging to the lowest levels ever Trump approval ratings, how that fits into the Supreme Court ruling on the gerrymandering by race that was shot down in the Voting Rights Act. We'll get into Fuentes' other predictions and a lot more. That is all coming up in the third and fourth hour today. We'll also take some calls. And then tomorrow is the last InfoWars show, barring a miracle. We'll then be at the Alex Jones Network. And if you have the free app, the Alex Jones Show app, alexjonesapp.com for Droid and Apple, just go there. It takes you right to the sublinks. You'll be able to find the show immediately. You can find the new URL for the new news site. You'll be able to find us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show. So just be sure and check all of that out. Dr. Stephen Greer is the world's foremost authority on the subject of UFOs, extraterrestrial intelligence, technologies, and initiating peaceful contact with interstellar civilizations. For the past 35-plus years, Dr. Greer has provided briefings for senior government officials, including presidents across the globe, conducted numerous thousands of media interviews, made films, books, you name it, delivered hundreds of lectures. He's also, again, a relentless effort towards the disclosure of classified UFO ET information, has inspired millions of supporters around the world, continues to identify high-level government contractor and military whistleblowers willing to bring out the truth on the UFO ET issue. Learn more, Dr. Stephen Greer, at his work at drstephengreer.com. He's also got a huge groundbreaking symposium you find out about on the site, 25th anniversary of the Disclosure Project, Friday, May 8th, National Press Club, Washington, D.C., Saturday, May 9th, follow-up workshop, Washington, D.C., Saturday, May 9th, VIP dinner with Greer, explosive new whistleblowers. It's going to be absolutely amazing. He invited me there. I wish I could be there, but I'm literally under deep state attack and pinned down here in my firebase position. But, wow, you have the head of the whole secret craft UFO system who reportedly was for disclosure, and I know Greer is more aware of this than anybody, even under Hillary was planning it, we were told. He disappears right after Trump says, I'm going to release it. His aides disappeared. They found other people burned up and killed, and now people are looking back at, you know, Air Force officers who were about to testify a few years ago. They die before the hearings. So something big is moving here. Who are the factions? What's happening? They're obviously flooding the zone with a lot of disinformation. But Stephen Greer, who predicted all of this, is able to cut through it. So, Dr. Greer, thank you so much for joining us today. So many places to go. Where do you think we should start?
Well, I think we should start with what's happening on May 8th, because we're going to have several new whistleblowers, Green Berets, Marines, other military, who were on site while events were taking place. And, for example, one of them was operational at a site where they were packaging up humans and putting them on the man-made UFOs to be used in human experimentation. And this has been confirmed by law enforcement and other witnesses, as well as people in the Department of Defense. So there's a big investigation going on, although it's been rather secret, that I've been involved with, regarding the criminal use of UFO technologies against innocent civilians, not just here, but around the world. So we will have a number of new whistleblowers there. We'll have a gentleman who was operational at a black site where the technologies were used to down the extraterrestrial vehicles and capture those the people that were on board. And of course, these craft have been used in reverse engineering programs, which have been confirmed also by multiple independent whistleblowers. We're going to have something very extraordinary there. Most of your viewers probably don't know that back a year ago, there was an object of extraterrestrial origin that landed in Colombia, Buga, a little town called Buga, B-U-G-A, Colombia. And we have, that is secured in Mexico City, and we've done tests on it. It was flying around at tremendous speeds, but got too close to a power line and landed. And we have since tested it, and it is 12,560 years old. The alloy of the metal of the shell of this sphere, which is about the size of a large basketball, is an alloy that doesn't even exist on Earth today in the aerospace industry.
Wow, so you're about to reveal a confirmed crashed vehicle that 12,000 years, probably not than a human copy. Absolutely incredible. Am I wrong to say, am I interrupting, that we're seeing an increase in UFO activity right now?
Well, we're certainly seeing an increase in the reporting, but I think what this is, I call it the bogosphere activations, where there's something going on with the magnetic field of the Earth or some type of cosmic radiation causing these to be activated. These have been around since the end of the last ice age, and all of a sudden they're coming up and flying around, and there are at least a dozen now videos and cases that we have, and we'll be showing these at the National Press Club from 3 until 4:30 p.m.
So you're saying, and by the way, I hate to agree with Al Gore, because usually his global warming, you know, global change, carbon tax, garbage, you know, just, well, we'll be underwater by 2017, clearly, you know, trying to sell carbon credits. But now he's coming out saying we have the Gulf Stream stopping, scientists, the magnetic field weakening, moving. That's all measured, real science. That's happening. I've been covering it for years, so have you. So finally, in fact, let's play a clip. The Fox News is making a joke about it. No, finally, Al Gore, like a broken clock's right twice a day, is finally talking about something that's real. Let's play the clip.
I got to get this in because it's just too good. Al Gore, he's back in the spotlight, and you might be surprised, but Al Gore came out as pro-ICE.
There's a whole big article summarizing the recent dire warnings of the scientists who found yet more confirmatory information that this is a very real threat within the next 25 years.
If that happens and the Gulf Stream ceases to exist as we know it, we're in an ice age in like 10 years.
No. It would take long, but it would be bad.
Now the ice age is coming, according to Al Gore. I've only got about 20 seconds. Your reaction to that?
He must have figured out a way to make a whole lot of money off of global freezing. I'm pretty sure it comes down to his bank account if we had all of the information in front of us.
All right, so let's stop there. The fact is, Gore's never really talked about this. Now he's jumping on it because we have the measurable data. What is going on with the magnetosphere, the poles? More important than the jet stream is the actual currents in the Atlantic and Pacific, right?
Well, there's several things going on. For example, over South America, there's a well-documented change in the magnetic field of the Earth that's growing. And I believe that the same objects that perhaps were around during the end of the last ice age, when apparently a comet struck or some event like that, are picking these up, because these are not manned. These are only about this big. I mean, they're maybe a 15 inches diameter, but they're spinning at about 300 RPMs and moving with anti-gravity propulsion systems.
Oh, so because the energy system has changed, now they're being activated.
Yes, I think they're being automatically activated. So I call this the bogosphere activations. It's a complex story. But the fact that we have this in our possession, you know, there has never been an artifact like this that's non-human that hasn't been, you know, hoovered up by the deep state and the covert programs that have been keeping
the
secret.
How did the Mexicans get it? Kudos to them.
Well, there's a researcher there named Jaime Masson, who I've known for 30 years, who went down to Colombia where it landed and acquired it from the people who were safeguarding it and brought it back to Mexico City. So I took Congressman Burleson there in June to look at this with us. We've done all this scientific studies.
You're breaking a lot of new stuff here. Wow. And then we have all these other congressmen coming out and saying, I've seen it. It would scare you, but they're not going to release it. It's all true. We have the craft. Right. It's all that's total vindication. So what is what are all these congressmen and women talking about?
Well, what they're talking about, which have been shared in SCIFs, secure compartment information facilities where top secret information is exchanged, are cases that I have provided to law enforcement and military. I can speak about it because this is information I've acquired as a non-governmental entity, whereas they can't, which is ironic. And this involves all sorts of weird hybridization programs where we have taken captured extraterrestrial biological material and basically cloned it or combined it with human and created these freakish Frankenstein-like creatures that the general public think are, quote, aliens. These are the ones that are doing the abductions and the mutilations and all kinds of horrible things. And it sounds like science fiction, and I wish it
which
was,
is what you said decades ago, is it secret human projects, just like they can find a woolly mammoth bone and bring back mammoths. That's a done deal. We're talking Jurassic Park here.
But a lot of the other thing people don't realize, they're using man-made UFOs to move around. In other words, these what you will hear from 3 or 4 military guys on May 8th describing man-made, one of them 300 feet across, an octagon, where they were transporting humans crated up with little HVAC systems on them. And this is a Marine special operations guy. And his account, it was chilling. And then what happened, we have some Delta Force guys who at a black site I won't name here that confirmed it and knew where those were being taken to and what they were doing with it. So it's a lot of it is shocking material. Now I've known of this since the 90s.
I was going to say, you said 30 years ago, this separate ex-protect report, whatever you want to call it, they're going to false flag and blame the aliens and claim it's an alien attack. And now we're getting it from Congress. We're getting it from Delta Force. It's incredible.
Well, this is how you get real endless war in a totalitarian global super state. Oh, forget the Iran war. That's a hiccup. This is the big one. And I've warned about this for 30 years because I learned about it back in the early 90s, that there was a very concerted effort to present a false threat from space to try to make us give up our rights and liberties, to bow down through fear of a super state. And this has been the real ultimate false flag. What people don't understand, everyone's waiting for some event in the future. I said, no, they launched this whole criminal enterprise in the late 1950s.
It's all a slow rollout, but it's beginning to peak. So I just want to say this up front. I should have said this.
Yep.
You are completely vindicated. I can pull up clips of you 30 years ago predicting this. It's all happening, just like you said.
Yep. Excuse my language, but a lot of senior government officials here. I'm in Washington right now at the Streetman. Now, some of this has led to the president ordering the Secretary of Defense Hegseth to get to the bottom of this, and we have provided briefing materials to him through one of his close friends who's there in Texas near you.
But you also wrote a report 6 months ago to the president?
Yes, and the president, we don't have an exact timeline, but we know that from one of the executive orders we gave him shortly after the election was that he authorized that his national security people dig into this and bring it out in a truthful way. Now, what I'm worried about...
Yeah, you called for it right here in the studio, and then literally a month later he did it.
Yes, right. And I think he's... You know, he's not particularly informed on the subject yet. I know that we have some problems with the Vice President Vance, who was on Benny Johnson's show and made some terrible errors saying that these UFOs were demons. Well, some of the things the humans are doing with these things are very evil and demonic, but the actual extraterrestrial civilizations are not. But I think this is something that has been gaslit to the Vice President from some extremist groups. And this is going to be a big problem going forward because that would lead to some kind of weird holy war in space if you believed that kind of narrative, which is completely false. And I think this is where disclosing this subject is fraught because there's only one way it can be good for humanity, and it's be truthful. But you have all these deep state and shadow government actors that are out there providing false information, creating false cases. Now, we have Dr. Jacques Vallée, who has been researching this since the 60s, admits that he has a CIA document from 1985 admitting that they were abducting peasants, their words, in our South America, Brazil, and other countries to make it look like aliens were doing the abduction, but the CIA was doing it. And it states in the document for its psychological warfare value. So people have been brainwashed on this subject for 70 years. So with this subject coming out, we're going to have to be very careful it doesn't fall into the claptrap of,
you predicted the moment we're now in. I think we're on the edge of this, and it's already being rolled out. But this is the most important point in my view, or tell me if I'm wrong. Clearly, Trump was saying in July he was going to release stuff, so Obama tries to get ahead of it, from what I've seen. And Trump doesn't know exactly what's real, what's not. I have members of Congress calling me asking what's accurate. And I just basically give them the hallmarks. If they say the aliens are here to kill us, you know, that's obviously crap. They could have already done that if they wanted to. And then we've got human copies of this. That's just prima facie. We know that it's leaked, thanks to you and many others. So how would you, I know you already have, how would you advise Trump to deal with this?
Well, number one, he needs to issue a stand down order at these black sites. I have 155 of them on a map. You can see it in our archive. It's dpiarchive.com. It's Disclosure Project Intelligence Archive. It's 35 years of accumulated evidence and 20 terabytes of data.
Say that again, because I want to pull that up. Give the website and I guess search black sites.
Yeah, at dpiarchive.com. DPIarchive.com. And so it's our Disclosure Project archive that we've spent about $500,000 digitizing so people can see it. It's open to anyone in the public to get in there. And there's a section on these covert sites. Now, there's some that are more important than others. The ones that are out in the high desert of California, in Nevada, Utah, the Provo Dugway Proving Grounds outside in the mountains there. And I think the Edwards Complex, I've been there where you have the Lockheed Skunk Works and Northrop Grumman test ranges. There are underground facilities at all these sites, and that's where everything important is. They're called SIFs, subterranean facilities, or DUMs, deep underground military bases. And I've been to a couple of them. And I think that, because now I have whistleblower supporters who will take me out in a chopper over some of these areas that are Delta Force guys and what have you. So right after that, I was almost killed, by the way. I mean, that's another story. I'm critically injured.
Well, that was my next question. Why are they killing so many people? Like, they flipped the light switch right when Trump said disclose and sent Hegseth out with your plan to do this. Then all this death started, including the top general disappearing.
Well, you know, General McCaslin, he was a Wright-Patterson, very dark projects operator. And we know his history. I've known about it for 20-some years. We're not sure if he vanished himself. He may have decided. Now, remember, I have to be careful what I'm going to say here. There's a very senior law enforcement entity, task force, drilling down on this at the level of RICO, Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organization charges. And there is a noose going tightening around these criminal deep state actors. Part of his disappearance may be that they were getting very close to what he had been doing with some very criminal activities, and he made himself disappear. So I don't think they're all the same situation. Now, there are scientists like Amy Estridge, who I can't prove it, but it's likely she was wet worked or assassinated because she had developed an anti-gravity
system. NASA engineer, physicist found burned up in his car.
Well, all of these are suspicious. All of that one you just referred to was just when I had six different black site Delta Force operators who were about to come forward with a lot of evidence, and they created this situation in Las Vegas, and there were all kinds of threats made against them in a skiff where they were talking about engaging targeted killings or a kill list, and they backed down from releasing that material that we thought was imminent back just before the inauguration. So I think each case is complex. We don't have time here to unpack them. but I don't think they're all from the, for the same reason. Some have been sort of like a slap suit, but instead of a slap suit legally, they just flat out kill some people and leave a marker. Now, look, about 4 years ago.
I was about to say, so it's a message, keep your mouth shut.
Yes, and it works for some people. Now, you know, it's never worked for me because I'm devoted to getting this fixed, and if they kill me, so be it. I'm prepared to meet my maker. But I think that, you know, I'm very spiritual and about it. But, I mean, some aren't. And, you know, I know the one that I'm working with who's a senior operator, Delta Force, out west at a black site. You know, he has children, school-age children, a couple of them are still. And so, you know, it gets very frightening for these men.
You're willing to die, then they target your family. It's a whole other level. So I talked to my family when we got threatened, and they did. And basically my whole family, I can't really ask my 8-year-old, but they just said, no, we're willing to die. So I have my full family's back. We're all ready to die. So it's good.
Yep. And that's a very, usually never happens, but just the specter of it puts a chill over whistleblowers. This is why, you know, there's a whistleblower act that's trying to grind through the Senate that would provide heightened protections. But I think the really high value ones that I have, and I have dozens of very high value ones that have been key in the decision making or in the corporations dealing with this, they need witness protection. They need serious tactical protection, not just legal protection.
And is it the UFO suppression of secret technology in general, gravity control, all of it, fission, fusion, you know, the list goes on and on. Isn't that the key to the deep state, the heart of it? I mean, you get into that, you're into the real network, like you said, the criminal network that's international.
Well, and it's beyond what most people know about. Let me talk about something here that it sounds a little bit unbelievable. People are going to go through a sort of ontological shock here in the next year or two. One of the people coming to the National Press Club event was a Green Beret operator at a black site using psionics. They were training people to use consciousness while they were putting them on drugs and using certain electromagnetic devices to latch on.
Oh, we just had an MI6 whistleblower come out. And then I was talking to a former Navy SEAL chief today, and he was just nonchalantly, oh, yeah, it was a government-affiliated program. We took DMT-3 or whatever, and you know, at the end of it, we were all able to telekinetically connect while we were on it, but only for a few minutes. So it's like they've even distributed this out. This is going on everywhere.
Yeah, but these are highly developed programs and way beyond that, where these operators were trained to be able to basically hijack the guidance systems on extraterrestrial vehicles, pull them within range, and knock them down with an electromagnetic pulse weapon. We have a whole team of people that have given us this information. This is not science fiction. And the issue here is, how is that happening? Well, it's sort of like a conscious AI that are in these spacecraft that are non-human, where the operator, the pilot's consciousness and thoughts are integrated into the functionality of the craft. And they're able, they've been doing this program
for some years. I know I'm interrupting because it's all so incredible. We got to come back sometime for 2 hours, commercial free, but let's come back. Because I was about to say, you covered that some last time, and I'm seeing that now. They're saying the final frontier will be telepathy with AI to control machines. Obviously, that would be the last control. Right. If we're in control, it's just our brain is synced with it. And you're saying they're being trained with these machines, probably left behind, like you said, waking back up to take control of them.
Yes, and so those people who are the operators are called P, as in Paul, 3 operators.
Stay there. We're going to come right back. This is incredible. Hands down, this is the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. And it just so happens Bigly lined us up for this week with all these products that just came in a month ago. And so it's fitting that at the closing of the original InfoWars, we're doing this blowout. So I looked at the sale yesterday that they were set up. I said, this is the biggest sale ever. I said, you got to call it, you know, the Last Stand InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale. And so this is hands down the biggest ever. This happens every month, where there's a one-week period where you can win both of the cars in the sweepstakes, the Ford Raptor and the custom H1 Hummer, $20,000 cash. Every order, every dollar spent, you put in 100 times. That's only the last week. That goes till next Friday to win these. And most people that win do it in the last week. Just a little tip. We're also giving you free $10 to use on anything at thealexjonesstore.com. That offer ends tonight. Free InfoWars dog tag. It's a cool InfoWars limited edition dog tag. There's only 3,000 of these, but the next 3,000 orders get one thrown in free. And I got some methylene blue on that, sorry. But if you look right here, overhead shot, you see InfoWars with the Betsy Ross flag. And on the back, stained by methylene blue, you are the resistance. So it's a cool little memento that's thrown in as well. But then it just gets even more crazy. There's a pre-sale. Because you're coming in a few weeks, but for any InfoWars items, you got to get them in the next 4 days. Silver round and Faraday bag, just like the last Faraday bag that sold out in 3 days. It's the same Faraday bag, but it has the Punisher on it, saying resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That is a huge value. And you get a limited edition InfoWars silver round coin with it for $249. These bags sell in stores for $400, $500 all day. Protects all your electronics. You can't be tracked with it. So that is so essential. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. You are the resistance. And the limited edition final InfoWars coin. That is an amazing deal. And VIPs get it even at a lower price. And then InfoWars product fundraiser. April 30th is your last chance to get official InfoWars products. We're still be battling them in court, but I'd say about a 90% chance that's the end of the original InfoWars logos, T-shirts, ball caps, all of it. The InfoWar is eternal and continues on, but InfoWars.com, that incarnation, will be seized by the bad guys, the Bloomberg-funded, vowed Satanist over at The Onion. So take advantage of that. Get all the T-shirts, ball caps, everything right now. And there's other big sales on the incredible methylene blue, bovine colostrum, methylene red, and everything else. But now is the time, a major fundraiser. And this is only running through Thursday night at midnight. And then one more day, you can be put in to win both the vehicles on Friday. So there's a lot of overlapping sales here. The $10 at checkout automatically taken off your bill. That's been running since last Thursday. That ends tonight. There's a whole bunch of sales, new sales being added every day. So be sure and check the alexjonesstore.com. And right there on the main page, you can also watch and listen to the show and find the show at thealexjonesstore.com. So that is a one-stop shop jump point in the fight against the globalists. So take action now. Thealexjonesstore.com is the reason we fought through all this and never surrendered, leaving it all in the field. And we're going to be doing reviews of the great history of InfoWars, incredible victories we've had together coming out in the next few days. But this is a victory, not a time of sorrow. We have wrecked the enemy, and we've just got it started. We'll be right back. Now go to thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Subjects. I'm going to try my best to write notes and have my questions here. We have limited time with Stephen Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer, covering just this amazing stuff that's happening. And the fact that, you know, he's taking these congressmen that later come out and say you won't believe what's there and showing them these ancient, you know, prehistoric alien drones, or are they from an ancient human civilization? I mean, Atlantis, who knows? The point is that we're not alone in the universe. That's been proven. All the ancient cultures knew it. And if you go back decades and decades, it's Greer that has really first chronicled how he saw this unfolding. And it's happening. And I don't think, obviously, this is going to be suppressed much longer. My question, they go over wherever you want, and back to people that are able to control these devices, these craft, why is it coming out now? Why are they not able to suppress it? And can you kind of quantify, I know there's a lot of subgroups and factions, but who the good guys are and who the bad guys are, Dr. Stephen Greer?
Well, I think the reason why they really can't stop this any further is that this is the 25th year anniversary of the original Disclosure Project news conference in 2001, shortly thereafter 9/11 happened. But on May 9th, 2001, we had 20 top secret whistleblowers there. It launched the whole global disclosure movement. And here we are 25 years later, having one on May 8th as the 25th anniversary event. But I think it has built a critical amount of information that's made its way to Senate Intelligence Committee investigators, House Oversight Committee, people in the executive branch, law enforcement, military, friendlies within the CIA that are not part of these criminal operations. And, you know, I started out with a dozen whistleblowers. Now I have 760 that are in our files. And I've debriefed more than that because some of them have remained and not wanted to be in the files named. But now, of course, if you go to our archive, you'll see about 120 of them that are named, name, rank, serial number. But there are others that are in there that are, we have their names blackened out. But those names have all been provided to federal law enforcement investigators and to the president, as well as to key members of Congress. So I think it's reached a critical mass. Now, my concern is, to be blunt with you, is that this whole thing comes out in a way that would suit the cabal, the shadow government's agenda, and that is they're demonic or they're a threat to us, or all the false cases that have been done by CIA psychological warfare programs through contractors, you know, the fake abductions, the fake mutilations, those all come out as, quote, alien or non-human, because there's a lot of confusion. When you're brand new to this subject, Alex, such as the vice president or president or Pete Hegseth, it's very easily done to gaslight those people and deceive them. And this is how the whole thing goes sideways. So what we're trying to do, and the reason we're doing this National Press Club event, I wish you could be there, is that we're going to make it quite clear what the truth is versus the fiction. Now, one of the things is an early indicator that's worrisome is that Robert Bigelow of Bigelow Aerospace, which is now closed, has been advising the president to do a kind of a partial or fake disclosure. He calls it a soft disclosure, which basically would cover up all the criminal activity that both his company, Bigelow Aerospace,
and just interrupt, well, that others. Sounds like the Epstein thing where they do a limited hangout. That will be disastrous.
That, well, and it won't work this time. And the reason it won't work is even more than Epstein. There are some members of Congress that I have connected to black site operators, and they have been taken there. And they now know this is true. So if they start, you know, in other words, the big part of the secret, let me be clear, isn't that we're not alone in the universe. I mean, any moron can surmise that. But the real secret is that 80% of what you see out there that they call UFOs are our man-made ones that are being used in criminal enterprises, drug running, child trafficking, human trafficking, all manner of skullduggery.
It's a perfect cover, but I got to interrupt and throw this in because I track things. I read stuff. I remember who's right. I don't remember if it was the time before or the time before that. One of the last times you came on, you said there's Delta Force, there's a task force, Trump's finally doing this, members of Congress are going to these black sites. And then Tim Burchett comes out and says, yeah, we've gone to the black sites, we've seen it, but I can't tell you anymore. It's national security. I don't want to get arrested. You got Matt Gaetz saying that. I mean, everyone's tracking with what you're saying. Months later, it's exactly as you said. So I know there's a lot you can't bring out and release at this time, but I think you've proven you're not saying the dam's broken. You said it, and now we know it's broken.
It is. Yeah, it has broken. It broke back in the late 50s. Remember, we suffered, our republic suffered a unacknowledged coup d'etat in the late 50s after Eisenhower. He was wanting to bring out these technologies. He was wanting to have a peaceful rapprochement with the non-human extraterrestrial people. That was subverted by the military-industrial complex and corporate oligarchs. And there was essentially, on this issue, I'm not kidding, a coup d'etat that has never been publicly acknowledged. And there has really been, the U.S. government, constitutional government, has really not had proper oversight and control of these operations since the late 1950s.
And that's what you have been saying forever, and now it's a perfect example. Yep. We think the deep state's FEMA and the deep state's the CIA stealing elections. That's just the upper crust of this.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, that this is what we're talking about is the crown jewel of the deep state. It's the how, and it's not just U.S., it's a global operation. And a key part of it is if this were to come out truthfully, within 15, 20 years, we wouldn't need Iranian or Saudi Arabian oil. It'd all be obsolete because the technologies. This is why this bogosphere, this sphere that we're going to disclose at the National Press Club, that thing has no internal identifiable means of propulsion or energy.
Start over, because you don't just, every time you say you got something, you bring it out. The bogosphere, spell it, go slow, repeat it. Found in South America, brought to Mexico City. Scientists, you've seen it. You brought members of Congress. You named them to see it. Literally, how'd you carbonate it or however you knew, 12,000 plus years old from the last ice age. Obviously, in theory, it's being reactivated. But regardless, you have this. Are you going to show video of it? Or are you going to have this in D.C.?
No, the security around trying to move that into D.C. from where it is in a vault would be too high risk.
Oh, I bet. The deep state would grab it.
Yeah. Yes, well, that's what we're
worried
about.
So start over and recap. This is so huge. But you're about to have actual, would you call it, alien technology revealed publicly the first time?
Correct. And we have it. We've been studying it. And it is extraordinary. And what's interesting, there is some writing around the top of this sphere that is proto-Sanskrit, which we believe originated from another star system. And it was the root of all Indo-European languages from Sanskrit. But this is a type of proto-Sanskrit. The thing is fascinating. You know, the whole press conference with all these new whistleblowers and the bogosphere is only an hour and a half. So we're going to have to move very quickly through it. But the next day, we're going to do an event here for 4 hours. And people can see that by webinar if they can't. It's sold out.
And is this a photo of it?
Yes, there's the photo of it. There's the proto-Sanskrit around the perimeter of what looks like a circuitry. My team were the ones who took the metal samples, and out of the perimeter and the equator of this, there are some resin material that are in 31 little portals, and we tested that, and that's where we tested it to be 12,560 years old from the time of the last end of the last ice age. And I think
so.
That
you were able to get particles from Earth that are embedded in it and get the date.
No, these were functional parts of it because there were microscopic fiber optics in this resin that are around the equator of this bogosphere. It's a very fascinating piece of technology. Now, remember, when it first landed, it weighed about 2 pounds. Now it weighs 22 pounds. Because when it first landed, 2 kilograms, which is about 4.5 pounds. And it is something that when it first landed also was cold to the touch. A farmer nearby grabbed it. When it got disabled, it got shorted out near a power line. We have the video of it. And he grabbed it. It was just a regular guy out in the country in Colombia, South America. And it was cold to the touch, and it was very light. But then over a few weeks, as it became the circuitry died, it gained its mass back. Now, this is, people say, how is that possible? Well, these technologies that are electromagnetic field propulsion technologies result in what we call a mass cancellation effect, where the actual weight of something is reduced and it can float around and move as if it has no weight at all, like it's in an anti-gravity system, which it is. Now, the other thing that's interesting, the CAT scans on the interior don't show any moving parts or things that would look as an energy source. There's no radioactivity. There's no oil. There's no jet rockets. There's nothing. So this is truly an electromagnetic anti-gravity field device.
Well, Plato said where the Trojans were, and they thought he was wrong. They later dug up the city there. But he also wrote about flying machines that they had. Could this be an earlier human civilization? Because take Sanskrit. I'm not an expert on it. But you go back to also about the Anunnaki and all that, and I haven't taken DMT, but I talked to doctors, about people that have, and I'm sure you've heard of this, but I was talking to a medical doctor just a few weeks ago who said he wanted to check it out, so he did it, where you do the laser test, you shoot a laser through this prism, and then you see Sanskrit, but it's different. It's like this, an alien Sanskrit, like you're seeing the Matrix code. Have you heard of this?
Yes. And the earth holds many mysteries, but the fact this was not just an artifact laying in the ground, this was flying around. And now we have, about a dozen videos of different encounters. So there are a lot of these flying around right now, and we don't.
This looks kind of like the Tic Tacs and things we see everywhere.
Well, the Tic Tacs are actually Lockheed Skunk Works. Now that's the other thing. We have a Green Beret who's coming, who was deployed in a covert operation in the Middle East, and on the tarmac was the Tic Tac ready to be deployed. And so this is where, when David Fravor first came forward to chase the Tic Tac, and it got into the news, I let him know. He couldn't believe it. I said, I'm sorry to tell you, that is not alien. That is one of ours, but it's a super secret engineering out of the Lockheed Skunk Works. Now, Raytheon, Lockheed Skunk Works, Northrop Grumman, they all have these systems. And this has been the big shock for Senate Intelligence and House Oversight and White House people, is that right under our noses, funded by we the people, as well as some criminal revenue sources, have been these developments. Sure. And, nobody knew it. I mean, this is why I've been saying this for 30 years.
What are the big flying Vs? We know that's older technology, and they even show space planes that look like it. But I've talked to military that were in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they multiple people, like special forces, and they said, we'd be in the middle of a big engagement, and we'd have air support. And then a few times they would look way up and see one of these things, and then just all of a sudden, Trump talks about discombobulator, all of a sudden the group they were fighting would just run. Like, so I guess,
Right. So we have them. And this is the big problem also. When the technology that humans have from 80 years of reverse engineering and some of the most brilliant scientists I've ever met working those programs, my uncle for his whole career was Northrop Grumman. And what you begin to realize is that most people are not going to be able to distinguish in a false flag operation whether it's extraterrestrial or human, because our technology is that good. But this is dangerous because you have senior military people. I tell people, look, back years ago, I briefed the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, General Hughes, back in 1999. He had no knowledge of these systems, even though I had whistleblowers from DIA on my team.
So they've kept it heavily compartmentalized.
Heavily compartmentalized, and to the point that if they don't trust the president or a general, unless you're willing to be part of a criminal transnational organization, a transnational criminal organization, they're not going to tell you anything. And I don't care who you are, the president, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, whatever. And this is unconstitutional and treasonous. So one of the things we have pointed out is that until this has gotten under control, we've asked the president to be quietly to get these programs stood down, and I think that's happening, and then bring out the technologies, at least the energy ones, so we can get off oil and transition to a new economy and a new civilization over the next 20 years. Now, the things that fly, I think the technologies that involve anti-gravity, those can't come out right now because, if that was widely promulgated, it would be a missile delivery system that would, you could have a terrorist.
Yeah, definitely a disruptive technology. So let me ask you this.
You'd have to have more global security in place for that.
Well, what's bigger? I think probably that we're not alone. But at the end of the day, for us ourselves, all the free energy, that is so huge. I mean, they're both massive.
It's huge. Well, they're both big civilizational changes, right? So we live in these times where one whole era of human existence is going to change over to another. And we're not alone in the universe. They're not hostile, but they're very worried about our hostility. And I think the biggest trip line, red line out there that nobody's talking about, frankly, are the fact that there are ET civilizations that we are attacking without the order and the consent of the president or the Congress, using advanced technologies. And so far, they have been very patient. But
you're going to be peaceful if you've survived. I know you're an expert on this. I know people have been in contact. We'll leave it at that. Psychically, but also physically, they obviously understand that it's rogue groups. But how much patience do they have? Because obviously, if we break through the even more advanced technologies, when do we become a danger to the wider universe?
We've reached that point. We are already, these covert programs acting from the Earth, but not on our behalf, are already an existential threat to other places. And this is what most people don't understand. This is why I'm raising this alarm. I feel like sometimes a cosmic Paul Revere saying, hey, here's what's coming. But I think that the president is beginning to take some of these actions. We'll see what comes out from Mr. Hegseth. We're hoping he doesn't do a fake partial disclosure, which is what I know that Bob Bigelow and others are recommending.
Wow, the time we have left, I do want to come to the event. You have to understand, they're literally sending, without even a court order, private PIs are closed tomorrow night at midnight. It's just the saga never ends. We're doing injunctions, all the rest of it. But if we win the injunction today, which I'll know at about 5 o'clock, I am going to come. I've got to come to this, so I'll come. But if I don't, then I got to stay. But
yeah, I understand.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, that's how they pin you down. They harass you.
I mean, it happens all the time. We've had every kind of aggravation and defamation and things thrown at us. I just keep going forward.
That's what I do. Regardless. I just try to ignore it and not make it, but I've still got to report to the listeners what's going on.
Sure.
And then when we survive, though, because I know they almost killed you, then it's like, oh, well, you will be there forever. No, it's only because people support us and God's in control.
Yeah. Yes. And it's a constant battle against these people who are embedded within the financial and, by the way, the big media conglomerates. You know, when I was on Joe Rogan's show, years ago, for him to get his $100 million from Spotify, they made him take my interview out of his lineup. You know, I was on the Sean Ryan show, a Navy SEAL, with one of these whistleblowers, and that reached millions and millions of views. And then I have a voicemail where Sean said, I can't have you or your people on anymore because they've threatened me, my family, and my staff.
And by the way, I know that he said that. I saw that. That's the certification. By the way, you should be proud to be in the 143 interviews. Mine were removed as well. Again, look at what they made him do. And Joe's a good guy. He admits it. They removed those. Same thing, Sean Ryan. Why? Right. Because it's the truth.
They don't want the truth out. They want people like Avi Loeb and other people on there saying, oh, we need billions for a planetary defense force, and that are all the militarists who are trying to
explain to folks, like, they don't want their real stuff to get caught in our hands. We've been sent tinker toys, okay? If the aliens wanted to kill us, they would just think it would be done.
We're done. Yeah, I mean, imagine interstellar level and quantum entanglement level technologies weaponized. It would be a nanosecond. So they're obviously, they're very peaceful and they're very concerned
about
our
situation. They're like bird watchers. They're looking at us in binoculars and think we're pretty. Right? I mean, they're like,
well, I think it's more than that. No, I think there is a compelling long-term interest in how the Earth as a beautiful part of the creation and humans.
Yeah, what was that
evolved?
Movie came out like 10 years ago where the psychic aliens that look like giant squid come because in our evolution, we helped them later. It was kind of like that.
Right. Yeah. And
Arrival.
Some of the ones that have been seen are actually our descendants from 500,000 years in the future that have come back to warn us about what we're doing. I mean, this sounds like
it makes perfect sense. Slow down and explain that.
Well, for example, at Rendlesham Forest, Bentwaters Air Force Base in the early 1980s, there was a landing of a pyramid-shaped black onyx craft, and we have multiple whistleblowers for that. What people don't know is that the senior U.S. military Air Force people who were there had an encounter with very tall, luminous white beings that floated through the shell of the craft, communicated with them, and said, we are your descendants from 500,000 years in the future, where humans had become interstellar and evolved into these incredibly amazing spiritual beings, but were also going out throughout the cosmos. And that they said, if you continue on the path you're on of nuclear war and global destruction and endless war, we, your descendants, will not exist.
So let's stop right there. That makes perfect sense now, understanding quantum mechanics has all been proven, not just theoretical. Right. This is advanced archaeology, is time travel adjusting the future.
Right, exactly. And so there was a concern by, and not all of these, of course, are our descendants, but there are many star systems with intelligent life. We're all creatures of God, which even the Pope said that some years ago. And part of the natural creation. One of the big problems we have, however, with people like Mr. Vance and others, is that they will say that these technologies are, quote, supernatural, when in reality, look, the way you and I are talking on these screens.
Someone 500 years ago would think this was magic.
Oh, it would be. Well, it would be if Thomas Jefferson would think this is a supernatural. So I think we have to be careful when we're encountering technologies that are.
Oh, if you showed George Washington a cell phone, he'd think you were an angel.
Yes, or a devil, right? If you're in Salem, Massachusetts, you'd be a demon who'd be burned at the stake as a witch. I think people have to be very careful with this because any sufficiently advanced civilization able to travel beyond the speed of light through the cosmos will have technologies that will make everything we know about look like nothing. And therefore,
well, let's look at it this way, almost like preservation. Like we want to preserve species and things. That would be an advanced species that could survive, would have empathy and want to preserve things.
Well, they do. And I think that if you've evolved to having that level of technology and haven't destroyed yourselves, like humans almost are on the brink of World War III, I think that
it's really a genetic IQ test, isn't it?
Well, it's also a spiritual development. I think social and spiritual and genetic. I think that any civilization that possesses that technology that hasn't killed themselves have reached a certain level of social and spiritual development as well as technological development.
That's right. There's a natural barrier that just evil can't get or ignorance cannot advance.
Right, because you're going to destroy yourself before you get out of your solar system. I mean, look at our situation as humans. So I think this is where the big test is almost like, I think God in his infinite wisdom made the universe in such a way that if you're not going to get out of your own star system, solar system, until you reach a certain level of spiritual development, because technologically you're going to blow yourself up first if you're still that stupid and evil. So I think, I'm terribly blunt here, but I'm just being honest. And I think looking at this from the big picture, which is one of the things I try to look at this and make sense of it, is that you look at this bugosphere. Was it something created by an ancient human civilization who had full contact with the ETs? Quite possibly. We don't know, but it's definitely old, and it's definitely not of conventional modern manufacture. It's phenomenal, and it's not fake. A lot of people, that can't be real. I said, oh, yes, it is. I mean, I took it down there, and Congressman Burleson held it. We did the tests on it. I've been back since. I've taken some other political leaders down to see this. By the way, the last day and night I was there in June when I'd taken Congressman Burleson, there was a member of the Federal Police Force in Mexico that my
hold on. I know you got to go. We got a two-minute break. Do five more minutes, and Nick Fuentes comes on. Everybody, share the live feeds now. Real Life Jones on X. Dog Show Show on Rumble. You are the powerless broadcast. I don't know what headlines. If we cut this up, it's live now. These are just fabulous information. It's all coming out. What an amazing time to be alive. I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at theelectionstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at theelectionstore.com, and they're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods and everywhere else because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexshow.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill, a strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to say 10 p.m., and I've been jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Bigley and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode. And this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.